right, we got five more minutes with Greg Palast, and I'm going to take a round of phone calls for Lex, Ruth, Tim, George, Howard, numbers that are holding. Greg Palast is working with the BBC, hot on the big petroleum spill going on the last 2 weeks. Greg, what's the bottom line on this in your investigation?
Well, there's several things. One, this is the old game. British Petroleum actually owns the oil in Alaska. And the Exxon Valdez, despite Exxon having its name on the ship, British Petroleum was more to blame there because they were in charge of oil spill response. And just like this time, they lie about what they're capable of doing. They're supposed to have equipment out there. They're supposed to have the rubber skirts. You just need a lot of rubber, basically, to stop a spill. They didn't have it in the Gulf. They didn't have it 20 years ago when the Exxon Valdez ran aground. That should have never been a big disastrous spill. It doesn't matter if the ship ran aground. It should have been, that oil should have been contained. British Petroleum, I've been following these guys for 22 years. These guys, the way that they deal with oil spill response, they lie, they obfuscate, they prevaricate. And, you know, that's why I'm going back up to Alaska, because that's really where it starts, the endless lie. And by the way, when Obama says, well, we still need the oil, and he opens up more of the coast of Alaska, well, that's not for America. That oil goes to Japan. That ain't for us.
Now, what's the number? 80% goes to Asia.
Yeah, it goes, you know, and by the way, when the pipeline was built in Alaska, the original law said that the oil must come to the USA, and Clinton got rid of that rule. So now it goes to Japan and Asia. And then, you know, the profits go to London because it's British Petroleum.
That's why they don't let people drill in certain areas, because people like BP are lobbying. Could this be a false flag event because Obama had said they could drill and that would let other companies in, and BP already was doing most of the exploration? Could this be a false flag as a pretext to shut down drilling, which Obama has now announced he's doing?
I have no idea. All I do know is that these guys don't know in terms of the actual drilling, they don't know what they're doing. And by the way, my information is that they didn't go down 18,000 feet. They went down much further. That's why they had this pressure burst. They have no idea what the hell they're doing. And they're operating blind, and they cheap out. They're supposed to have containment barges. I didn't see them out there. They're supposed to have rubber booms. Why is it that the United States Navy is putting out 12 miles of rubber boom? And by the way, Mr. Obama, why did it take till Thursday to federalize a disaster that occurred on Saturday? If they put that 12 miles of boom around the ship on Sunday, it would have been mostly contained. The Obama administration screwed this up real, real bad. But BP is ultimately responsible, and they couldn't care less. And don't forget, they're saying it's costing them $4 million a day. They sell $4 million barrels a day, and the price of oil is up $2 a barrel because of the spill. So they it costs them $4 million a day, but they make an extra $8 million a day. So you.
What about Halliburton? What about Halliburton reportedly being?
Okay, first of all, they probably drilled the well to 25,000 feet, not 18. Halliburton is supposed to be dumping a cement plug down that well. That's where they make 20% of their profits, Halliburton. And, you know, they're supposed to check the pressure before they drop the plug so they know that it's a big enough plug. Obviously, they didn't. They just took the money and they just dumped the crap over into the cement into the pipe, and they didn't measure nothing. And this is the problem. These guys are cranking in the money, and it's not, you know, then it goes bad, and they go, oh, gee, it's a shame.
Why can't they plug it? We only got about 30. Well, why can't they plug it?
It is so gigantic, and the pressure is so high that they cannot, that it's beyond, they had no preparation for this, and they simply didn't include a remote shutoff valve, which the Brazilian oil company has, the Norwegians have. The other oil companies, when they drill, they have a remote switch, just like, you know, with your remote TV, so that they can trigger a shutoff from a distance. They can't trigger the
shutoff.
All right.
Greg Palast, when you get back with more info, we look forward to having you on. GregPalast.com. Good to have you back on with us.
You got it, brother. Bye.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Lex, Ruth, Tim, George, and Howard. I appreciate those guys holding. I won't be able to take any more calls after that because I've got other financial news I need to get to. Illegal alien groups rioted all over the country, set fire to buildings in Santa Cruz, attacked people. They've got signs up saying we're going to kill police if we're not given free health care, free housing, and no taxes. I mean, these are actual quotes. They're saying we're going to kill you with pickaxes. I mean, it just goes on and on. There's almost a complete national media blackout. AP reported on the people with torches marching in Santa Cruz, trying to burn down restaurants full of men, women, and children. That is coming up. I also want to get to the White House press dinner and some of the incredibly arrogant Orwellian statements from Barack Hussein Obama, real name Barry Sitaro, Indonesian citizen. Forget the Kenyan thing. You got his wife admitting he's from Kenya in a speech, and you've got the fake birth certificate. But we know he became an Indonesian citizen. We know his name's Barry Sitaro, and he made jokes about that, too, so that's coming up. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Lex in Ohio. Lex, go ahead.
Thank you. James Traficant was by far the best guest, at least this last interview. It's the best interview I've heard on your show in 18 months of being a fan. Thank you so much. Get this guy a weekly spot or get him his own GCN show or something. But Ohioans love James Traficant, and I know the truther scene is going to start loving this guy, too. I also want to say that I'm not a TV watcher, but last night I went to my buddy's house, and I watched the new episode of The Simpsons, and it was about having a British-style surveillance system in the city of
Springfield. No. Burma's told me the government with Mr. Burns, who's supposedly like David Rockefeller, plants uranium on Homer to claim terrorists are going to attack so they can set up a police state and loot the pension funds.
Absolutely. I mean, it was so poignant, and it fits in really well. So I encourage people to go to the evilhulu.com. It's on there, and you can see it today.
But expanding on that, 6 months before 9/11, Fox TV, same folks that run The Simpsons, ran a lone gunman episode, and I've talked to the people on the show, Dean Haglund and others. The CIA came to them, planted that storyline that the government hijacks a passenger jet by remote control to fly it in the World Trade Center, to blame it on Afghanistan, and to set up a police state in the United States, and the government uses drills of the exact same thing happening, so NORAD stands down. So it's just like Obama saying, yeah, at least my ratings are as high as the place of my birth, or are high in Kenya. That's why he said, you know, all these jokes are paid for by Goldman Sachs, whether you like it or not. They're making money whether you laugh or not. Some Republicans have suggested the health care bill contained a few secret provisions. That's untrue. There are hundreds. That's actually true. See, criminals love to brag. They love to tell you, we're going to do this on 9/11. They love to tell you, we're going to set off a dirty bomb and blame it on Homer Simpson, a.k.a. the Tea Party. They love flaunting it as like a psychological preconditioner. Go ahead, Lex.
Well, and I agree with you totally. I mean, it does seem like they're planting seeds. If you'll let me be cerebral for just a split second, though, the subplot to the story is about how Lisa, no one believes her because she has blonde hair, so she dyes her hair brown, and suddenly everyone agrees with her opinions. And I think that's kind of a tell about where people put their faith, especially in terms of media outlets or information, whether it comes from the government or from different media outlets. I thought that was a really brilliant kind of subtext to the whole episode. I don't know if that'll be lost on most people. So I do think you're right that they are planting seeds, but at the same time, I think that there's maybe kind of a little more, a push to say, hey, if you're really paying attention, we're telling you what's going on. The last thing I want to ask you, Alex, and this is just playing devil's advocate, but when we see those people that are supposedly illegal threatening violence and things like that, is there a chance that those people are COINTELPRO, that they're plants? I got my verbal militia buddies on the line here. We're all chatting while we're on, and just kind of want to know what you think about.
I appreciate your call, but to even try to describe why I don't believe that's the case, hundreds of pieces of data go in to my statement that this is real. If these were provocateur actions of the illegals, burning down buildings, knocking out the windows of 20-plus facilities, they said 18, now it's 20, running around with signs saying we're going to kill police, running around with pickaxes saying we're going to kill you, if that was provocateured, they'd have people, what are we going to do, America? And they'd have a solution, you know, naked body scanners or kicking the illegals out. There's almost a complete news blackout. When something's staged, you see the PR frenzy that comes immediately when it happens. I mean, I knew the underwear bombing was staged because 10 minutes after it was announced on the news, they were saying, don't worry, we've now ordered naked body scanners. I knew they'd ordered them a year before. Then it came out, witnesses on the plane said they helped him get on the plane. He was protected, and the U.S. government admitted, okay, it was part of, you know, some secret thing. We ordered him to be allowed on. And then the evidence goes on from there. We cover it in my new police state film, The Rise of FEMA. You know, this woman saying, I got pickaxes, I'm going to kill you. If she is a provocateur, she's going to win the Academy Award. No, I've been around it. I've seen it. I understand it. And so, no. There could be provocateur in the future, but the globalists want the illegals here. They want to bankrupt the states. They want an outside voting bloc. So they're not covering it. It's the cover-up that tells you it's real. You know, we've had real terror attacks in America. We've had hundreds of them. Back in the 60s and 70s, there were hundreds of real communist bombings that would be in the news but the back of the paper. And U.S. policy was, we don't give attention to terrorism. And any mainline media reporter, you know, people that have been in the news for 30, 40 years, they'll tell you that was the rule. You report it, but you don't fearmonger, and you don't give it a lot of attention. Because that then makes real terrorists attack more if that's their aim. See, the terrorists want the media attention. So when it's a government-staged terror attack, they're going to hype it because they're the terrorist. You have to understand the psychology of this. But again, no, this is real. In fact, I had Watson post my film, Battle for the Republic, a mini film that was part of Endgame. It's the extras, or one of the extras. And, I mean, you can see illegals with police beating citizens up. I mean, this, they're with the police. They're with the government. I showed you a headline earlier out of Tennessee where they got $105,000 from illegal aliens, drug money, and just let it go. In fact, will you guys pull that up? Because I can't find it. Got too many articles in here. See, I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm not even going to have time to if I don't shut up. Where is it? Pull up that headline that we printed an hour ago out of the Knoxville News, where they just let the illegals go. The illegal aliens are above the law. We'll put that on screen for people, and I'll give you the actual headline. Deputy sees $105,000 after Mexicans deny cash was theirs, and they just let them go. See, if that was a citizen, your life would be over. If citizens would have set fires in Santa Cruz in front of the police and been running around, there weren't any riot police there for their illegal alien rally, which was announced a week before, because it's politically incorrect to have police for them. But you got sound cannons and plenty of cops for the American people. I'm sick of being discriminated against. Whether you're Hispanic, black, white, it doesn't matter. The New World Order is for open borders. We have the SPP documents. We have got to expose this now. Ruth in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, how you doing? You know, I have a suggestion. We need to call and email CNN, Fox, other news organizations, Washington, Schwarzenegger's office, excuse me, Governor Schwarzenegger, but anyway, and demand why the police are not arresting these violent protesters. You know, they arrested a G20 nonviolent protesters. But we are not doing anything to arrest these violent protesters. If I had a sign like that walking down my street in Louisiana, I'd be under the jail.
I hear you. And here's the article on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that everybody's got to get. In fact, if you go to PrisonPlanet.com, it's got the full headline that's particularly power-packed to get people to read it because it states, you know, what actually happened. I'm trying to find the article. Here it is. Corporate media plays down pro-illegal immigration thugs who terrorize Santa Cruz. Imagine the national uproar if 200 Tea Partiers had gone on a rampage with burning torches. I mean, in fact, that should be the headline. Illegal aliens with burning torches set fire to Santa Cruz. But again, if Tea Party people would have lit their cigarette wrong and it had fallen on the ground and there'd have been 1 foot area of grass burned, there'd be air raid sirens and police crying and we got to take everybody's rights. We got to ban butane tanks. We got to ban, you know, natural gas. We got to ban gasoline tanks because somebody might make a bomb with it. They're calling for that in New York. It's all over. My God. Tea parties are evil. They're terrorists. They're going to murder everyone. Meanwhile, illegal aliens are beating people up in San Francisco. Firebombing attacks in restaurants full of people in Santa Cruz, beating up police in front of everyone, running around in Phoenix with signs saying we're going to kill police, attacking police. I mean, we're going to kill you with pickaxes. And the media is like, I have an ABC news piece out of Santa Cruz where they talk to people and the people go, I think it's reasonable. They have a lot of reasons to be angry. I kind of like firebombing and groceries, you know. I mean, it's just off the charts, the mind control of this. I mean, this is what's so insane. The government keeps saying people that want to audit the banks and people that don't want the banker bailouts are terrorists. And then meanwhile, anybody who's actually violent, isn't anyone asking why this attempted bombing in New York happened on Commie Day? Because communists don't exist, the media says. There's no such thing as it. We just have a – I'm sorry, anything else, Ruth?
Well, I tell you one thing, it just saddens me that this oil spill that, you know, they have not done anything about and their solution is, you know, just unboggling of what they want to do to sink the oil to the bottom. It's just going to devastate Louisiana. We had three major hurricanes.
Well, ma'am, I know we're praying for you, and hopefully the National Guard can do something, but guess what the news we have coming up in the financial section towards the end of the hour. I was asking Greg Palast of the BBC about a false flag attack. Notice this happened the day before Earth Day. The response wasn't big, as it should have been. BP is one of the most globalist organizations out there. So is Halliburton. Just like they shorted the airline stocks the week before 9/11 at record levels, American and United. They didn't short all airline stocks. They shorted just those two. Buzzy Krongard, director of the CIA, did. That's mainstream AP. Goldman Sachs reveals it shorted Gulf of Mexico right before this happened.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything.
Okay, I'm going to continue with your calls. I'm going to then get into the latest from the economy. This $146 billion rescue package of U.S. and European taxpayers are paying for in Greece is not a rescue package. It's money to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others on bets they made on derivatives. And, of course, they'll get even bigger record bonuses and laugh at you and make jokes. And Obama will make jokes about it. That's coming up in the next segment, the disgusting behavior of Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, at this commencement speech and at the press dinner over the weekend. Let's talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again, buddy. Listen, we unknowingly both have, I believe, have the key to, who this Fed was. And I tried to share this information.
Well, listen, the average listener that just tuned in to know what you're talking about, AP reports the federal judge has ordered the release on bail of the Hatari militia, and is saying in their ruling that it does look like it may have just been free speech, and this was all just hype. They weren't planning to attack anybody. Go ahead.
Exactly. Thank you. And you know what? I actually got a chill when you put that on the air, because I said justice sometimes does work for the people, and just them letting them out on their own recognizance, although they're watching them, very carefully.
Yeah, the judge is seeing the evidence that for a year and a half there was an FBI agent and informant in there, nine members, two of them are feds, provocateuring them. He gives some speech saying there may come a time we've got to fight the government. Well, I mean, who isn't saying that? I mean, the government's completely out of control.
Exactly.
And so you...
Go ahead. Anyway, I just wanted to say a couple things. I want to be really careful so that this information doesn't get, misconstrued between the two of us. I still have all the articles. What happened was how I feel that this Thomas Piatek character is the inside Fed. We both noticed the difference in his skin tone, and he didn't even look like them. But what happened was is my girlfriend and I had I had talked to you earlier in the show one day, and you had spoke about an article that the Wall Street Journal had put out specifically on this Piatek character, and they referred to some cooperating witness. Now, what happened was, Alex, is I went back in my history because I said, yeah, that's the article, and there was something weird about it. It was real vague. We didn't know if they were talking about him or somebody else. Now, I don't know if you remember that article, but you read it. Now,
yeah, I remember.
What happened was, I clicked back in my history, and I found that the article had been completely washed. And it was changed. I clicked on it in my history. It said militia.
No, I noticed that. It's out there in our stacks because we keep the articles for a few years in big boxes. That the Wall Street Journal had said that, and then it had changed. But then weeks later, it did come out that they did have the informants in there provocateuring them, but didn't say the name. I had noticed because I'd reprinted it, and I was like, it's the same headline, but where's that other article? It said something different. I noticed the same thing.
And if you notice, underneath the Washington article, the second article that was in later that day, underneath it says European Press Photo Agency. That's not a mugshot. And then there was only one little paragraph about him.
That's right. It said that he was in another state now, and it wasn't even a mugshot. He wasn't in the regular mugshots. And I said, I bet he's the one. We don't know. But out of nine, one's an FBI agent, one's an informant. We've got to get on this. We've got to research it. This is a big break, though. In fact, pull up the AP article for folks that the judge said, look, I'm releasing these people. But again, it gave the feds what they needed. These announcements that the Tea Party militia people are going to kill cops so they can then go to the cops. Look how the media lies and says I'm calling for cop killing when I'm calling for the opposite. But then when illegal aliens are doing it, they cover it up. I appreciate your call, Tim. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, why can't we get the lead? Look, if we deprive them of the banks, that's their basically the funds that they're running all these criminal activities at. They're running all sorts of drug money through that. You're talking about through Afghanistan. What do you think? Citibank, half their money is practically drug money. Chase Bank.
Well, it's now admitted that our troops are there to help. They actually help grow the opium. Now, I've already been told that by countless troops, and it's now in Reuters, New York Times, and Fox, but they say it's good. We have to grow the opium, because if we don't grow it, Al-Qaeda will, and they'll get the money. No, if you decriminalize it, then nobody gets the money, and that's why they won't decriminalize it, because they're shipping that stuff in here.
Yeah, but why don't we use RICO and use, I can't remember the particular legal term, but you can sue as if you're the king. There's a particular statute that goes back to common law. If the state doesn't go after a criminal, you can go after the criminal as the king.
They've just got so many corrupt judges. We need to have the grand juries. Ron Paul has said state grand juries need to indict Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. They need to, Ron Paul gave a speech a month and a half ago saying the CIA ships the drugs in. We've had a coup d'etat in America. The government is criminal and is non-existent. They're running IRS TV ads saying we're watching you, we're going to take everything you've got, we're Big Brother. I mean, they are a bunch of rogue thugs trying to intimidate us, basically with a gun to our head.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. ResearchedHerbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Okay, there's no way to play all of this. Obama had a 38-minute speech. We have the whole thing posted at Infowars.com. I hadn't even watched it all. I watched a few minutes of it, and he was joking about Goldman Sachs robbing us and joking about the health care bill taking over. I just found another video that the guys have posted up at Infowars.com. Obama jokes about killing people via drones. And at the start of the show, I had said I was going to play clips of this correspondence dinner where he made jokes about the banks ripping us off. And I said that's similar to Bush making jokes about where are the WMDs at another correspondence dinner. None under here, none under there, showing photos of himself in the White House looking underneath his desk. This is how they throw it in our face. And what's so chilling is Obama made jokes about Goldman Sachs and healthcare that are actually true. So did Bush. It's a big joke a million Iraqis are dead. Regardless of what you think of the war, lying about WMDs, as the White House and Downing Street memo shows, is so criminal. And well, it's coming up. It's coming up. And I have some other news I want to get to as well, because this always happens in the last hour. It's one of the most important hours, I think, to listen to with a four-hour show because we end up kind of condensing everything that we haven't gotten to yet. I mentioned this earlier, but I want to get briefly back into it because it's so important. Greece gets $146 billion rescue in EU IMF package, Bloomberg. Now, this headline ought to read that Goldman Sachs successfully takes over Greece, steals another $148 billion. Because when you read the actual news out of the Times of London and other publications of what's happening, they're telling Greece that private citizens and government citizens, whether you're retired government or private sector, they've got to give up half their pension funds. And then a few years later, they'll get the other half. And they've got a paramilitary police paid for with the taxpayer money. And they're going to bank rob these people. If they don't like it, the cops will kill them. And when the cops end up losing their pension funds, they'll just suck it up and take it because everyone loves to serve tyranny. They get off on it, feeling like they're part of the power structure. As long as these cops in Greece have a uniform, even if they're living in a shack and their kids have no future, at least they're over the other slaves. So this has now been rammed through, and I wanted to go back to this Washington Post article. For nations living the good life, the party's over, says IMF. This is one of the big private banking consortiums that just got the $100+ billion in further bailout to the private banks in that country. And they're saying more, more, more. And we have the internal IMF, World Bank, Goldman Sachs documents where they brag that they've engineered this entire system. So there's the Washington Post saying austerity. You're not going to be able to retire. We're going to take your bank account. We're going to destroy whatever money you've got through inflation. We're going to pass VAT taxes and other taxes on top of the income tax. We're going to pass carbon taxes. And here is ECB president favors global governance. Forbes, European Central Bank president, we played this last week, but here it is in Forbes, Jean-Claude Trichet, told Forbes that global government is extremely necessary if we want to prevent another financial crisis. So they engineer the crisis, as I told you a decade ago they would. They've done it in third world countries over and over again. I was watching it happen there, and I was saying, they're setting it up here. They're moving into our area. They're in Brazil. They're in Argentina. They're in Nigeria. They're in Malaysia. They're in Eastern Europe. They've done it to England before. They're saying they're going to do it here. Look out. Then we got government documents as we got closer that they were planning it. I have BBC reporter Greg Palast, who 8 years ago got the secret IMF documents where they were planning this here and had planned it in other nations. And once the society implodes, then you riot, and they use that to bring in martial law. That is in the IMF documents. This is all planned. And if you don't riot, they don't care. They just blow up some truck bombs and blame it on you. See how that works? And he went on to say, raise taxes, cut your pensions, take everything you've got, read it from Forbes magazine. And he's telling the investing class, go along with this if you want to keep your big pension funds. And the banking investment class is saying, okay, we're going to back you, rob everybody, destroy the entire economy, take everything. And now it's happening, the final phase. They're even starting to cut police, except in the big mega cities where the crooks live, where the bankers live. I see reports every day where towns in Ohio and Texas and California and Michigan and Florida cut more than half of their police. And then it's said in that article I read last week out of Ohio where they went from 116 cops to 44. In fact, try to pull that up if you can. It was Ohio sheriff says arm yourself. I want to make sure I'm giving those numbers exactly right. And they say, of the 40-plus cops, only one will be on patrol per shift, three cops a day. The other 40-plus are to raise revenue. There are no cops when you're getting raped and robbed. There are no cops when you have a wreck. And this is now being announced all over. All of the money, all of it, will go to the bankers. All of it. This is robbery on a level never before seen. So I wanted to go over that. Now, I'm going to get into the correspondence dinner. I'm going to get into this other commencement speech that Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, gave over the weekend. But before we do that, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up of Midas Resources, who owns this radio network, the Genesis Network, as well. He's been in gold and silver for 31 years. He's had Midas Resources for 13 years, almost 14 years. He was a sponsor of my radio show before I was even on the network he started. And look, the bankers are going to rob everything. They're going to devalue the dollar. They're going to take your bank account. They're going to try to take your pension fund. The way to go is the mason jars, folks. You know, bury that stuff or put it in a safety deposit box under another name. Whatever you do, or bury it 100 miles away, whatever. Get gold and silver. Get it today, ladies and gentlemen. And Ted Anderson, a couple months ago when gold was $101,050 an ounce, he bought a bunch of it. He sold out of that. He sold it to you as it went to $1,100, $150, you know, and right up close to $1,200 an ounce right now, $1,200 an ounce. It had to go up, but it's still lower than anybody else has. This is still gold and silver he bought in the next wave. As it was going up, he was buying it and holding it to sell it to you at a lower price once it went up. You can't beat that deal. So I wanted to briefly have Ted Anderson up to tell folks about today's special offer and the new prices. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me up, Alex. It's funny watching the U.S. dollar rise as gold rises even faster, which just means that the Europeans' currencies are falling faster than the United States dollar is. It's just, you know, before I would look for the U.S. dollar to fall for gold to rise in price. Now gold just rises against all the currencies no matter what's going on. There's just so much economic activity out here. People should be shaking in their shoes if they knew how much debt was growing and what the consequences of that would be to our
economy. Obama has spent more money than all presidents before him combined, and he just got it started. He did that before he was in office a year. There is all laws of economics say they're going to try to take the pension funds, and they will devalue the dollar.
Well, you're already seeing that in Greece. Could you imagine if that was happening here in the United States, that we're going to have to cut our pension funds because some foreigner says we have to do it?
They're now announcing. The feds are saying they're getting ready to.
You know, obviously that's going to happen here, too. If you want to have any glimpse of...
Oh, they're already brainwashing the yuppies that that's how they... And yuppies will want to feel like they're official and in power, so they'll go, here's my money. I'm agreeing with the government. I have power. I'm part of it. It's a delusional fruitcake population of idiots. I'm not talking about everybody, but the people that think this is cute are a bunch of scum.
Well, gold hitting a peak today at 1189 already today. Obviously, we're in a bull market in the gold. It's reflecting all that that you're talking about.
It's normally down in the summer, and it's going up. Can you imagine the fall?
I know. Alex, I was thinking the fall is going to be the time that we're going to see the greatest move in gold. But you know what? It may not work out this way. We might see the summer doing it. It's just completely defying gravity, and it's obviously because the United States dollar is in trouble, and it's in trouble like the U.S., like the European currencies are in trouble. It's just that the European currencies are reflecting a larger drop right now than the U.S. dollar is. But yeah, gold has been going up. Currently, right now, we still have the Franken Forecaster offer. They're currently right now 254.68. Little bit higher than it was before, but not by much. And I can tell you that is a low price. And when you factor in the fact that you're going to get a $159 subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter, it just is absolutely out of this world. The silver Walking Liberty halves are at $9.75, still holding them at that price. That was the price I had them when silver was down closer to $15 an ounce. Right now, silver is just touching $19 an ounce. Obviously, a very good buy. Usually, those things trade for more than half of the spot price, and it's certainly getting way out of whack there. That's a great coin to be buying. British sovereigns, 324.43. Another good, I try to pick on smaller gold pieces because when it comes right down to trading for the goods and services that you need fractional gold and you need some smaller pieces of silver. And those British sovereigns and the francs just fall perfectly for that. If you're interested, you can pick up some of the U.S. Eagles. We have supplies of those. We have a lot of supply right now, which is sort of amazing because typically in the marketplace, it's not like this. When you have a push for gold prices like they have been rising like they have, usually supply gets dried up real fast, and I'm sure that we're going to be facing that again, and you'll see places like Kitco posting little announcements.
Well, Chad, most of your competition is out of gold and silver right now. There's a huge premium. You've just been around so long and are AAA rated by the Better Business Bureau, so you're not having a problem getting gold and silver. Folks, get yours today. I mean, earlier I played that Pennsylvania tax authority ad where they show Big Brother watching you saying, nice house, nice car. Give us what we want. I mean, they almost said, or your kids are going to go bye-bye. I mean, you talk about a mafia video. Did you see that video, Ted?
I didn't. I'll have to go take a look at that.
Well, it's up on GCNlive.com if people want to go look at it. Ted Anderson, let me give people the toll-free number so they can call and talk to the brokers and take advantage of all those great deals on gold and silver, that half-dollar silver. I mean, that's an insane deal right there. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. ladies and gentlemen, start getting into gold and silver today, even if you buy a coin or two of each. The point is, start moving away from paper assets if you've got any brain in your head. And I know a lot of you are smarter than I am, so take action. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Okay, in fact, in the last segment, if I have time, I want to play that Pennsylvania brainwashing ad one more time for those that just joined us. But right now, I want to play a clip of Obama from a commencement speech in Michigan late last week. And when you listen to what he has to say, it's so arrogant. He's saying you basically can't criticize the government because the government represents the people. And we're a democracy. No, in a democracy, 49% can be robbed by the other 51%. In a democracy, if they ship in enough illegal aliens, they can vote to take our guns, whatever they want, and then we'll lose our Second Amendment. In a republic, everyone's rights are protected. And Obama knows that. He understands that. So this message of when you criticize the government, you're criticizing the people. No, the government, when it's outside the Bill of Rights and Constitution, it is our right, it is our duty to overthrow it according to the Declaration of Independence. But see, that's terror talk today because we're facing somebody similar to King George III. So let's go ahead and play this first clip.
Sometimes regulations fail. Sometimes their benefits don't justify their costs. But what troubles me is when I hear people say that all of government is inherently bad. And one of my favorite signs during the healthcare debate was somebody who said, keep your government hands out of my Medicare. Which is essentially saying, keep government out of my government-run health care plan. These
All
are
right.
arguments we're having.
So that's how his logic works. We have a 10% growth rate on average, no inflation. From 1789 until 1913, 97 years ago, we get a private banking cartel. The banks are robbing us and looting us. The people are saying, don't take over health care, lower the quality and raise the cost as a tax to the bank-owned insurance companies. And that's what the health care plan does. We've got the banking bill. And I was going to go over that. If we have time, I will. Where subsection by subsection, the big mega banks wrote it to where they can only be involved in banking and can shut down their competition, and it surveils every transaction you make in your own bank account. No longer if it's $10,000 does the government get a report. Now everything you do is in a government database. Then it can be stolen, lost, abused, used. I mean, this is so horrible, section by section. And that takes us now to Obama takes digs at birthers, GOP, and his adversaries, and everything he's saying here is true. In fact, first let's play Bush making jokes about the WMDs. We'll cue that up and play that in a moment, because this is similar. This is similar to what Obama's doing, telling the truth. Bush makes jokes looking under his desk. No WMDs there, no WMDs here. It's a joke to kill a million people. It's a joke to take us to war. It's a joke for thousands of our troops to die. Here it is.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there. Maybe under here.
And it turns out in another clip we have up on InfoWars, we don't have time to play, Obama jokes about killing people via drones. This is all meant to throw it in our face and just to train us to accept anything. Now, here's Obama saying, at least my ratings are high at the place of my birth. A joke about him being born in Kenya. And the AP interprets that as I do. This is a big joke. Here is that clip.
Except for my approval ratings, which have just gone down. But that's politics. It doesn't bother me. Besides, I happen to know that my approval ratings are still very high in the country of my birth.
Ha ha ha! see, flaunting it in your face. We know he was born there, but it's 100% he was an Indonesian citizen and gave up his U.S. citizenship, making him ineligible. The next one is one of the most disgusting. All of my jokes here tonight are brought to you by our friends at Goldman Sachs. They actually put him in office. It's true. Don't worry, because they make money whether you laugh or not. See, he's saying, we don't care if you're laughing. We're going to rob you, and that's the end of it. We're the mafia. So shut up and take it. Here he is.
By the way, all of the jokes here tonight are brought to you by our friends at Goldman Sachs. So you don't have to worry. They make money whether you laugh or not.
See, and Republicans like Bush joking about a million dead Iraqis. Well, now you're going to see Obama joke about taking your pension fund. As we go out to break, let's play this last clip, which is actually true. There are hundreds of provisions in the bill that he lied about. Here it is.
Some Republicans have suggested that the bill contains a few secret provisions. Now, that's ridiculous. There aren't a few secret provisions in the health care plan. There are, like, hundreds.
See, this is their rare time.
Tonight?
Meeting with tens of thousands of elitist scum and the lying corporate media there, laughing and joking because they all feel like they're the winners who have buffaloed the American people. Yes, there were hundreds of provisions, just like in the banking bill.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
So you heard Obama. He said, this whole thing is brought to you by Goldman Sachs, one of the key central banks robbing everybody. And don't worry, because even if you don't laugh, they're making their money. Just an arrogant message. And he also went on to joke about drones killing people. It's not a laughing matter. Even if it was a righteous war, it's totally illegal. But even if it was righteous, you don't joke about the fact that they kill whole families who are innocent. But it's a big joke to him, and it's a big joke to Bush, because the ruling class relishes the fact that they get to rape you. They relish that they're lawless and above the law. They love it. And all over the country, they're running ads similar to this one to intimidate taxpayers, people who are bankrupt. Nice car, nice house. We're God. We're the government. We're watching you. You're just a little slave. We've used your money to take over. And, hey, we don't care if you don't laugh, because we're going to rape you one way or the other.
Your name is Tom. You live just off of Fifth Street. Nice car, Tom.
Oh,
nice house. What's not so nice is you owe Pennsylvania $4,212 in back taxes. Listen, Tom, we can make this easy. Pay online by June 18th, and we'll skip your penalty and take half off your interest. Because, Tom, we do know who you are.
Find us before we find you. That is terrorism. That is taking your tax money and running ads like that. See, it was public service announcements forever about tattle on your neighbor if they're smoking pot or spanking their kids or, you know, oh, the government was being reasonable telling us to tattle. And now they're just saying, we're watching you with satellite. We know who you are. We're going to take everything you've got. Some other news that you can read up at GCNlive.com that are key stories today. FDIC shuts seven more banks at a cost of over $7 billion. There's another key article. Corporate media plays down pro-illegal immigration thugs who terrorize Santa Cruz, setting fire to buildings and attacking. That's all detailed up there at GCNlive.com. Here's another one. Al-Qaeda terror tape proven fraudulent once again. An Israeli front group who's done it before put out the fake tape within hours of the botched Tinker Toy bomb, car bomb, in Times Square. You can find out about all of that, again, at GCNlive.com. And another one here, Bank of America hit with Mark of the Beast graffiti, a Kurt Nemo story, also at GCNlive.com. Here's another one, Goldman Sachs concedes case for restraining the banks. Yeah, but the way that but again, the actual banking legislation doesn't restrain them. And we didn't have time to really get into all that today, but tomorrow I will cover it. Here's some of it. Power to collect any information from any other agency, including state government agencies, given in superiority and scope to all investigators. Number two, mandate companies who pose a threat to U.S. financial system, which could be widely applied to almost anything, to register FIRA and submit to FRA risk management policies. And again, the big banks write those policies. Mandate record keeping on all private financial entities with no limitations on what government may require. Monitor all financial services. Promulgate regulations to relinquish heightened risk-based capital leverage and liquidity requirements that increase on a graduated basis for certain bank holding companies. Totally arbitrary, with no guarantee that the real problems like Goldman Sachs won't be let off the hook. That's like that stimulus package they passed last year, supposedly restricted CEO pay, but it all had loopholes and waivers for all the big companies. Six, regulate derivatives as hedge funds. They are so complex, however, that loopholes will surely abound. Control all banking and thrift institutions on whatever size. Control insurance on municipal securities. Regulate all credit practices and mortgages. Control credit rating agencies. And the Texas Banking Association concurs with Joel Skousen's analysis from World Affairs Brief that this is a takeover of healthy, regional, real banks that will actually give you a loan. Here's another one. Bailout will require banks to track and report personal checking accounts to the feds. Everything you do in real time. No more Fourth Amendment or Fifth Amendment. Great job, crew. Back live tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.